You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to Monday. It is Monday, the 26th of June. Lovely to have you with us this morning on The Breakfast Show. 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Hope you're going to have a great day. Hope you're going to have a great week. And tell you what, let's get stuck in, shall we? Let's look at a birthday for today. This is an interesting one. George Herbert, who is the fifth Earl of Carnarvon, was born on this day in 1866. He was an English aristocrat, best known as the financial backer of the search for and the excavation of Tutankhamun's tomb in the Valley of the Kings. Now, here's a question for you. What is the home of the Earls of Carnarvon? It is, of course, Highclere, which was the castle, Highclere Castle, which was used in, come on, Downton Abbey, of course. Right, there we go. Hi, Claire. Downton Abbey.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I gave you everything.
because as the Eagles bring us in this morning, you don't know me at all. So, awfully sorry. I don't think we've been introduced. Right, so that brought us to 8.5 minutes exactly after the hour, 7 o'clock this morning. It is a Monday. What do we do on a Monday? We play lots of music, check in with Ingrid and also with Yasna. I know she's going off to an event a little bit later this morning, towards the end of the programme. So we'll speak to her probably in the 8 o'clock hour as well, see how her weekend went. And as I say, plenty of great music. By the way, just going back to Highclere Castle, I know a lot of us have watched Downton Abbey. It was originally built, by the way, back in 1679, but was largely renovated in the 1840s as well. So, yes, quite a place. I've never been there myself, but I must go. They didn't ask me to appear in the show. Anyway, let me see. What do we got for you now? I tell you what, let's get back to the music with Brian Adams, shall we? One Night Love Affair.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, Brian Adams had a one-night love affair here on The Breakfast Show. We're 13 and a half minutes. We're just getting our way down to 14 minutes after 7. So we'll take our shower song in just a moment. Another birthday today. An actor, probably most of you don't remember him. If they die, I only remember him. But it's a guy called Peter Lorre. But I do remember the movies he was in. He was an Austrian-American actor, frequently typecast as a sinister foreigner. And he caused an international sensation back in 1931 with his portrayal of a serial killer who preys on little girls in the German film just called M. And later he became a popular featured player in Hollywood crime films and mysteries, notably alongside Humphrey Bogart and Sidney Greenstreet. And as the star of the successful Mr. Moto, a detective series as well. So there we go. That's Peter Lorre. Most of you are saying, who on earth is he talking about? Who's Humphrey Bogart? Right, I tell you what, it is time on the show. Let's get you in the shower, shall we? And all spruced up and fine. Start the week off, Monday, all nice and clean, smelling nice. And let's see what else. Oh, I tell you what, in the shower this morning, it starts off a little slowly, but it does build up. Donna Summer.
Ring of the phone. Never had anyone here when I got home. Love's about to change my heart. I'm waiting for the doorbell to shine. I always live one day at
goes. And that's Donna Summer, Love's About to Change My Heart. Right, well, I guess it's about time to get you out. And on your way to it as you're going on this Monday morning. Lovely with you this morning. Looking out the window, by the way, it's rather cloudy. Some sort of stormy winds, I'm just saying to the good lady, because we had the windows open. Quite a bit of strong wind in the middle of the night. And looking at the weather report for Panama yesterday on the BBC, and they show the map, and big blue globs is where all the rain's coming. According to that, we're going to have a fun day today. Looks like we're going to get plenty of rain. 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. This is a tapestry. Big stone wall around your heart. Tapestry and a big stone wall around your heart. 18 minutes right now, the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, Senor Francisco. He's listening to us there in the middle of the country. I don't know, mate, if I remember correctly. So, good morning to you, Senor Francisco. Also, good morning. Renee, of course, she's having a great time because the family's out there. Daughter's going in. Says, good morning. This is from Renee in Athens. Good morning. Our girls and friends arrived yesterday. How great is that? Today we went to Lake Vulajmeni, I think that's how you would pronounce it, where the fish swarm your body and eat dead skin off your feet. Lovely. But it felt good. As a matter of fact, she says it's, it feels kind of super weird, but interesting. Have a great week. Now you sent me another picture of the family. Yeah, the girls there. And a young man as well. And it says here, you say they need to do some tanning. I probably agree with that as well. You should wear sunglasses when they come in. You did ask if we could please play Go-Go's and Vacation, but to be perfectly honest, after seeing that picture, I think a whiter shade of pale would have been more appropriate, don't you? Anyway, here is the Go-Go's. Hope you're all going to have an absolutely wonderful time. What a great vacation.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com.pa. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the...
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 29 and a half minutes right now, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're going to take a little look at some of the items in the international news this morning, some of the international business news as well, starting off, of course, with Russia. Russia's faced a challenge to its stability and must remain united behind President Vladimir Putin, its prime minister said on Monday, after mercenaries briefly occupied a strategic command center for its Ukraine war and marched on Moscow. The armed mutiny over the weekend by the powerful Wagner Group and its abrupt ending, with no apparent penalties for the perpetrators on their leader, were followed on Monday by official moves to return the country to normal. The extraordinary events left governments, both friendly and hostile to Russia, groping for answers as to what could happen next in a country with the world's largest nuclear arsenal. A Russian criminal case against mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin for mutiny remains open and is still being investigated. The Kommersant newspaper and Russia's three main news agencies reported on Monday, citing unidentified sources. President Vladimir Putin on Saturday vowed to crush what he called a treasonous mutiny after Prigozhin said that his Wagner Group fighters had taken control of the southern city of Rostov and were heading to Moscow on what he said was a march for justice intended to remove corrupt and incompetent Russian commanders. North Korea held mass rallies in Pyongyang where people shouted slogans vowing a war of revenge to destroy the United States as it marked the 73rd anniversary of the outbreak of the Korean War, state media reported on Monday. About 120,000 working people and students took part in the rallies held across the capital on Sunday, state news agency KCNA reported. Guatemalans, they voted for a new president on Sunday in an election headed for an August runoff, with early results putting the centre-left in the lead, but also appearing to show widespread voter frustration over the exclusion of an early favourite. The contest, dominated by international concern over corruption, will have to be settled in a second round of voting, with leading candidate, with former First Lady Sandra Torres, on track to fall well short of the 50% plus one vote needed for outright victory. One person was killed and nine injured. This was due, and including children, sadly. This was in a roller coaster accident at the Gröna Lund amusement park in the Swedish capital on Sunday. Representatives of the park have said. Eyewitness said that the park's Jetline roller coaster had partly derailed during a ride, sending people crashing to the ground. Miriakos Mitsotakis promised to rebuild Greece's credit rating, create jobs, raise wages and boost state revenues after he was sworn in for a second term as Prime Minister on Monday, following a resounding election win. His centre-right New Democracy Party got 158 seats in the 300-seat parliament in the repeat election on Sunday, well ahead of the 48 secured by leftist Syriza, which ran Greece from 2015 to 2019 at the height of the decade-long economic crisis. United States President Joe Biden on Monday plans to lay out how a $42 billion investment in expanding internet access will be divided up among the nation's 50 states in an effort to give all Americans access to high-speed broadband by 2030. Looking at some business, European shares fell on Monday, with defence stocks leading declines after an aborted mutiny in Russia over the weekend, while financial stocks dragged on mounting concerns of global interest rates staying higher for longer. The Pan-European Stock 600 index, that was down 0.4% by 8.28 GMT today, at a three-month low and extending losses to the sixth straight session. The German DAX index was down 0.4% on Monday after a survey showed business morale in Europe's largest economy worsened for the second consecutive month in June. Shares of Deutsche Bank fell 2.2%. Reuters reported that the bank told clients it can no longer guarantee full access to Russian stocks that belong to them. Oil prices, they firmed slightly on Monday with political instability from an aborted revolt in Russian mercenaries over the weekend, viewed by the market as not posing an immediate threat to oil supply from one of the world's biggest producers. Brent crude futures, that was up 38 cents or 0.5% at $74.23 a barrel by 10:40 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, that was up 28 cents or 0.4% at $69.44. Both benchmarks gained as much as 1.3% in early Asian trade. That's it. There's our look for this morning. That's some of the items in the international news. And, of course, a look at some of the happenings in the world of business. Talking of business, it's back to the music. We are 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, some local news for you. And there we go, yes, Taste of Honey and Boogie Oogie Oogie. That's the extended version, 7 minutes long, but we've just about got through, I think, about 5 minutes, long enough for me to get myself a cup of coffee. Settle back down again. Now, I'll tell you what, I mentioned last week we had a couple of people born on the same day and ended up in a very similar profession and sort of similar accomplishments. And today is no exception. We've got Willie Messerschmidt. Yes, there's a clue here in the names. Willie Messerschmidt, who was born in 1898. He was a German aircraft designer and manufacturer. And then we got William P. Lear, who was born 4 years later. And, of course, Lear, Jet, you've heard of those, haven't you? American inventor and businessman, best known for founding the Lear Jet Corporation, a manufacturer of business jets, and he also invented the first car radio and developed the 8-track cartridge. Yes! Bring it back. We've got cassettes back, haven't we, and vinyl. An audio tape system, that was, which was widely used in the 1960s and in the 1970s. Right, we are just making our way to 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Two in a row for you. We're going to start with Mambo Number 5.
This is Mambo Number 5.
And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really value my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound. Put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. I do all two, four.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Easy. Your eyes are filled with tears.
Rip them out.
My heart is filled with gladness. Oh, look. The orchestra's getting ready. Dance with me, George.
There we go. Yes, two in a row with a bit of Mambo in there. Lou Bega, as I mentioned, the first one, and Mambo number 5, following on by DePaze and the Mambo Craze. Time on the Breakfast Show, 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, you know how some things are sort of found, aren't they, or sort of end up because of an accident, something that goes wrong. A prime example of that, of course, is at 3M. when they came across what we now know as this adhesive that you can use and use again on your post-it notes. Made a big difference to life, didn't it? Post-it notes. I mean, they're the second best thing to a computer, I think. But on this day, back in the year 1910, a gentleman called Roy Plunkett was born. And he was an American chemist, and he accidentally invented Teflon in 1938. How about that? Before post-it notes. You got one that's sticky and one that's non-sticky, you see? He was probably trying to invent the glue that doesn't stick, and, well, nothing would stick to it, so they got Teflon. In actual fact, it was all due to a completely different type of experiment. Polytetrafluoroethylene, PTFE, was accidentally discovered. That was in 1938 by Plunkett. He was working in New Jersey for DuPont. As Plunkett attempted to make a new chlorofluorocarbon refrigerant, I'm beginning to wish I hadn't started this, the tetrafluoroethylene gas in its pressure bottle stopped flowing before the bottle's weight had dropped to the point, signaling empty. But since Plunkett was measuring the amount of gas used by weighing the bottle, he became curious as to the source of the weight and finally resorted to sawing the bottle in half. He found that the bottle's interior coated with a waxy white material that was oddly slippery. Analysis showed that it was polymesmerized. perfluorinethylene with the iron from the inside of the container having acted as a catalyst at high pressure. So anyway, there we go. I'm not going to go into more ethylenes. So that's how it came about, by accident. Bit like this show, really, isn't it? Here is My Beauty. There we go. Yes, My Beauty, Beauty Freak there, featuring Marley. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way up. We're about 3.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. One thing I like to do is keep close to me while I'm watching TV, especially series, things like that, because they put in some great great music tracks. And I started watching one this week. It's it's called Prometheus. It's not. It's called 1899. I don't know if you've seen that on Netflix. I didn't think I was going to get into it, but I did. It's really quite good. But it was the opening track to the series, which I love. Originally, Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the...
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
And there we are, good advice for you. By the way, do not miss that opportunity to enjoy live music, surprises, and a wide variety of American dishes at the Sabor USA Independence Day Festival, all right? Also, the event is pet-friendly, so you can take along your pet and the kids, and you'll be, they'll be waiting for you. This is from 3 p.m., on the 1st of July at the Canal House in Amador. All right? What are they? The United in Flavors. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Slip so free.
How about that? That's a good combination for you. Al Green there, together with Lyle Lovett. And that was funny how time slips away. And talking of time slipping away, if you are keeping an eye on the time, it is 21, coming down for 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, that sound you hear in the background is called a generator. Yep. We've been without electricity since, I don't know, maybe 2 or something in the morning. I did not have the urge to get up like the Aussie and go turn on the generator because I was not broadcasting at that hour. So I didn't try, waited until this morning. I got up and I'm seeing, not hearing anything, not seeing any lights, no fans, nothing's on. So that means I trek out to the generator, fire that baby up and power up the house, which is what we've done. So that is a loud net generator, but it is powering a lot of the property, to be honest. It's powering up the house, the bunker, the cabana, and the lady land, yep. So, yeah, you got to have some power if you want to boost that baby's electricidades. Well, what a fine weekend it has been. I rested. Such a busy week. It's nice, I tell you, without any electricity, without any lights, the amount of darkness and silence here in El Valle is astounding. It's amazing how quiet it can be. And then those birds start to sing. It's like, wow, this is really cool. I'm loving this. Well, my pineapple's getting bigger. Everything is growing. We had a substantial rain this weekend. I don't know if you got any in the city, but we had a bunch of rain. It came down in buckets. So now everything is looking beautiful and green and everywhere. Even my carport decided that, this is too much weight and I don't have enough of an angle. I am going to bend. So my carport bent a little bit. I got to get the man out here who installed it and tell him, hey, that's not enough degrees to let the water run off the carport, you son of a gunny gun gun. All right. Well, wow, that's a difference going in the house. Whew, what a difference. Yeah, it's, I have to admit, it's so green. It's just amazing. It's only been a couple of weeks since the rains have come back, and it's just amazing what can happen. If you get a chance, get outside, get to see some green, put your feet in some grass. Don't step in any dog poo. I gotta go clean it up. Well, if the rain did its job, I won't have to clean it up. Woohoo! All right, back to you in the studio.
Front to back, in this thing called rap. Bigger like a double, rhymes double on a heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Blast on my day and night all the time. 7-14, flies the line. Maniac, radiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James.
Thank you.
there we go. Yes, that's to help Ingrid out this morning. We started off with Snap and I've Got the Power. Following on, that's Michael Jackson, a track called 2,000 Watts. That should keep you going. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. A very good morning to Mary Lou. She's with us this morning, bright and early as well, I can tell you. And asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. She says, good day, everybody. And can you please play Undercover Angel from Alan O'Day? Undercover Angel for Mary Lou this morning. Now, I mentioned earlier on, if you were listening, that I've started watching a series on Netflix called 1899. As I mentioned earlier, I didn't think it was something I was going to get into, and then, you know, watch a bit more, and it's pretty good. It's got an unusual storyline. But anyway, interesting, and I was mentioning, you know, I always kind of keep my Shazam next to me, although I didn't need it for this track, because this is one of the tracks that they put in one of the episodes. It comes from Blue Oyster Cult. Remember this one? Probably not. Don't Fear the Reaper.
Here but now they're gone.
There we go. Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult. Mary Lou and I are on the same wavelength. We both remember that. It's interesting though, when you watch some of these series and when you listen to the soundtrack, they're invariably they're older tracks that they play. Hey, listen, the good lady and myself, we went to the Teatro Balboa last night. Now, believe it or not, all the years that I've been here, the first time I went to Teatro Balboa, and it's really strange. I tell you what, It's a lovely, lovely theatre. Because I like old things, you see. I guess that's that's one of the reasons for that. But one thing I noticed, because if you know the layout of the Teatro Balboa, you sort of enter into the front and then you go up and sort of go up a level. And then you turn to the right, and that takes you into the main theatre. But one thing I noticed during the performance last night was that, of course, that is, isn't it, that's the direction of the traffic outside. So you've got the whole length of the theatre against the road. And one of the things I noticed with that was that you do hear the noise of the traffic going past. Not loud, but you can hear the rumble. And I knew it wasn't one of the instruments. Anyway, I digress, because we've got two tickets to give away. And this is not at Babo, this is at the Teatro Anita Vialas. Okay, Teatro Anita Vialas. And this is at 7:30 tomorrow night, okay, Tuesday the 27th. Now, the performance, I've just sort of got the program out here, the performance, it's opera. And it's got some, I mean, I really wish, I unfortunately, sadly enough, I've got an appointment which I really must go to tomorrow evening. You've got Mozart, you've got a piece from Le Nozze di Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro. You've got another Mozart from Don Giovanni, Charles Gounod, Faust. And believe it or not, when I was a little boy, before my voice broke, I actually sang a piece from Faust at the school concert. Yes, probably embarrassing, I didn't realise at the time. And also you've got Verdi, you've got a piece from the Traviata. So it's an amazing programme. Say it's tomorrow night at the Teatro Anita Vialas. We've got two tickets, nice seats too, and that's at 7:30. So if you'd like those two tickets, drop me a WhatsApp, all right, on 223. That's probably the other number. 677-1822. 677-1822. If you'd like those two tickets, first one to come in and type for me La Traviata, you can have those two tickets. And so I really wish I could go myself. That's for Tuesday night. Alright, so let me know.
Remembering all
And there we are, our own little bit of opera there. Malcolm McLaren and Death of Butterfly. And that was, of course, I think it was it, whether it was Puccini did that one. Anyway, yes, I'm sure it was Puccini. There we go. I tell you what, he did some good stuff, Malcolm McLaren, combining sort of opera with a little bit of pop as well. Ryan, let's say a very good morning to Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom. And of course, we just had Glastonbury, didn't we? Glastonbury Festival, which sort of finished yesterday. And he was, where was he going? He's gone. Here we go. He was telling me, he says, as you may know, 2023 Glastonbury has just finished. I was under the mistaken impression that I was at the first one. But alas, it was not. I went to the Bath Festival of Blues and Progressive Music back in 1970, and it was the inspiration for Glastonbury 1970. And so it looks if they had nice weather for it as well. So, so that would have been rather nice. Mind you, I must admit, I'm not sure I could cope with all that camping out. I mean, my idea of sort of living rough was when I went to a Howard Johnson hotel once. So anyway, you asked for a piece of music, and I'm going to dig that out for you in just a minute, Paul. But in the meantime, we're going to have some Justin Hayward and John Lodge from the Blue Jays album called My Brother.
Too soon. You took me halfway around the world. I'm running out of time and reason. My true friend, if you could tell me what it is that keeps you from coming down. You left me way up in the clouds. The higher you fly, the less I see. So wild and windy sea, so far that our voices are divided by an ocean, an ocean. My brother, if you could take a little time to slow down, it's more your style. Takes a lifetime to decide. I'm running out of time and reasons. I'm running out.
There we go, yes. Justin Hayward together with John Lodge and My Brother. By the way, I keep telling you this whenever I play something from the Blue Jays album. If you haven't got it, it's worth putting into your collection. Right, I'm just sort of going back to Paul there. So I was asked if I could play a piece of music from Pentangle, who he says were on the playlist there at the Glastonbury Festival. I've only got one in my library, Paul. It says Pentangle, it says, "Let no man steal your thyme." Okay. Want me to complete your recipe? "Let no man steal your thyme," Pentangle. I believe it's a live performance as well. There we go. Don't let let no man steal your thyme. I mean, after that, that's to be peaches and herb, doesn't it? This is going to take us up to the top of the hour. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we got it for you at 9.
side. You'll be my strength, and I'll be your guide.
You are the one, you're a dream that is real. Heaven has sent you, it's love that I feel.
I know, with all my heart, we'll never part. For this is the day that our love comes alive. And I mean what I say, if somebody should ask me.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
And I tell you what, something else to remind you about. Don't forget to go along and join the celebration of the United States Independence at the Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Admission is free, and you can enjoy an afternoon full of flavor and fun for the whole family, yes, including your pets. Alright, you can find all the details on Instagram account at SaborUSAPA, or one word, SaborUSAPA, or visit www.saborusa.com.pa. Remember, all United in Flavors, that's coming up this coming weekend, and it's going to be at the Canal House in Amador, so don't miss it. Angie Baby, this is Helen Reddy.
Songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, ain't you, baby? Lovers appear in your room each night, and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. All alone once more, Angie baby. See you folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today?
I'll show you how to have a good time, Angie, baby. When he walks in a room, he feels confused like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud, it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he's found, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared, and everyone thinks he died. Except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, and your baby.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Remember all those nights of crying.
And there we go with two Angie songs. We started off with Helen Reddy and Angie Baby, and followed on the Rolling Stones, of course, and Angie. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're coming down to, making our way to 23 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Let's take a little rummage around the internet, see if I can find any interesting little stories for you. Perhaps some good news stories would be nice. Goodness. Of course it would. When I was rummaging through the record collection yesterday, you know, I rather like these symphonic versions they've done of songs. And going back to the 1980s, there's a song called The Killing Moon. It's by Echo and the Bunnymen. And there is a symphonic version of that one as well. There we go with the Killing Moon there. The symphonic version, I like that. Echo and the Bunnymen. 28 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. 89.3, of course. Cool FM. Okay, and when I said I'd try and see if I could find some good news, yes, I know you scoffed and said, good luck with that one. Well, I tell you what, I got some good luck. I like this story. The goal of the Heart of Los Angeles, known as HOLA, H-O-L-A. This is ISA International Orchestra. Well, it's simple. It's to bridge the cultural and generational gap in this sprawling city. Now, launched back in 2021, the orchestra has over 70 members, from teenagers to senior citizens, meaning high school cellists perform, well, next to retired bass players. Maestro Daniel Suk told the Los Angeles Times, there is an absolute crisis with seniors who are just so lonely, and a younger generation that has no connection to them. The orchestra has changed this. Older musicians mentor the young performers, while the teens help their new friends figure out how to download the app Suk uses to communicate with members. The violinist, Gersten Galdanes, 27, has a doctorate in gerontology, and wants to see society change how it views aging and the elderly. Yes, make a note. The arts are really the way to do it, he told the Times. And the orchestra is a canvas for connections. What a lovely idea. And, I mean, there's no reason, anyway, when orchestras form. There's no reason why you can't have the oldies and the youngies together. Like he said, the old ones can mentor the young ones, and the young ones can tell them how to use WhatsApp. I love that story. It's all a journey, you know. Talking of journey, just don't stop believing, all right?
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train, goes anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
There we go. Yes, and Journey there. And Don't Stop Believing. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. Cool FM. I tell you what, bit of a lead-in, I think, to my next little bit of... my next topic was a bit of good news. This is Depeche Mode live. Shake the Disease. Mode and Shake the Disease. Now, why that one, you might ask? I said it's linked into my next little bit of good news. Why? Well, because scientists reveal that they have determined how Huntington's disease begins, how it kicks off. It says that the scientists who have studied Huntington's disease, a rare inherited brain disorder that causes neurons to break down over time and die, shared in a new report that they have determined the initial event that leads to its formation. Now, Huntington's disease happens when proteins fold into an abnormal shape and start clumping together, causing a domino effect with other nearby proteins. Quote, as the disease progresses, you're effectively watching a sort of forest fire, study author Randall Helfman, a researcher at the Stoers Institute for Medical Research in Kansas City, Missouri, told NPR. Now, and you're trying to figure out what started it. Well, the scientists created hundreds of versions of PolyQ. This is a protein segment that is toxic in Huntington's disease. And after conducting experiments with PolyQ inside individual cells, identified the molecule that starts this little forest fire in the brain. Well, Huffman said that they found that in the lab, they could stop the molecule from spreading by flooding the cell with proteins. Now, Huffman said the next step, that's to create a drug that can do something similar in humans. How about that? I mean, that would be a big step forward, wouldn't it? And I must admit, what they can do there, how we progressed over the years is amazing. And this is the Big Moon, your light. Not according to my new scales, I'm not. Got a good mind to send them back. Keep an eye on the time, making our way to 21 minutes before 10 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you for another 15 minutes. Tell you what, I was just mentioning, wasn't I, how things have progressed over the years. And, well, this next one is related to that. It's now got a study that's, come to the conclusion most early-stage breast cancer patients become long-term survivors. Now, in the last 20 years, the prognosis has improved considerably for women who are diagnosed with early stage breast cancer, according to a new study from the University of Oxford. Researchers tracked the survival rates of 500,000 women diagnosed with breast cancer in England between 1993 and 2015, and found that today patients diagnosed early are 66% less likely to die from the disease than they were 20 years ago. Now, the risk of death from breast cancer is the highest 5 years after a diagnosis, the researchers have said, and the rate was 14.4% for women diagnosed between 1993 and 1999. Now, that number dropped to 4.9% for women diagnosed between 2010 and 2015. The scientists published their study in the journal BMJ, the British Medical Journal, and wrote that because the prognosis has improved substantially since the 1990s, most can expect to be long-term cancer survivors now. So, again, good news. Now, the important thing there, of course, catching these things early. And it's so important, you know, always have a rummage around, all right? Or get somebody to rummage for you around your body, because anything unusual, keep an eye on it, all right? I did, natural fact, once. I mean, I was very, very lucky. I found out that I had lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but it was, I mean, I didn't know. It's just I happened to scratch my neck one day and I felt a lump, which was unusual, and so I went and got it checked out. And I can tell you now, within 5 weeks of sort of rubbing that sort of lump on my neck, seeing the doctors that I saw, within 5 weeks I'd had my first cancer treatment for lymphoma. And the key there, of course, is catching it early. I mean, in a way, I felt I was cheating because I never had any cancer symptoms. That was all stopped and blocked by the treatment. And, well, that was over 10 years ago. That was 2012. So, I'm being very, very fortunate. So please, you know, don't hesitate. Don't let things lie and say, oh, well, it'll get better or whatever. Get it checked out, all right? It's no big deal. Just go and check it out.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Sure.
Careless Whisper there from George Michael, of course. Now, today's word, okay, is rummage, all right? Today's word is rummage. What's it mean? To make a thorough search or investigation. To engage in an undirected or haphazard search. To make a thorough search. So ransacking is a similar word. Or rummage to the attic, when you go in there and see what you can find.
Gonna find her.
They got nothing child on me. Cause no matter where she hides, man, she's
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We started off with the Hollies there and Searching. Unfortunately, they haven't got any. I couldn't find in my collection anyway, records or tracks with the words rummage in it. So the Hollies didn't make rummaging. And Neil, Del Shannon, he didn't do keep rummaging either. That was called keep searching. And that's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. So there, our word for today is rummaging. That's it then. Time for me to say my goodbyes for today and think about going off and doing something else for the rest of the day. So a big thanks go out, of course, this morning, our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid Ingrid McCartney for her everyday story of country folk. To Yasmin. Yasmin had to shoot off early today. She was going to for an event, I believe at the British Residence, if I'm correct. She went off early to that. So anyway, big thanks to Yasmin because she does all our background work, all our, you know, things like social media, things that old people can't do. I can do WhatsApp. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. And he's over there. He gets a lot of our background information, support matron for us on the show. And the girls and boys at Group Agrara keep us up and running. Big thanks, as always. Good morning to Isaac. And, well, most importantly to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow. That's at 7 o'clock in the morning through till 10. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, as I always like to say, please, please, please do it carefully. Why? Well, because tomorrow I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light. Send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.